From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Andrea Seabrook. In Gaza today, a fourth day of intense fighting between the military wing of Hamas and forces loyal to its rival, Fatah. Then, yet another ceasefire. This latest truce declaration came after a bloody day that left at least 15 Palestinians dead and dozens of others wounded. Five more Palestinians were killed by Israeli airstrikes. NPR's Linda Gradstein reports from Jerusalem.
The ceasefire announcement came after one of the heaviest days of fighting between rival Palestinian factions this year. In one incident, Hamas gunmen killed six bodyguards of a senior Fatah official and torched his house. In another incident, Hamas fighters killed five of their own when they attacked a Fatah convoy carrying Hamas prisoners. Dozens of civilians have been wounded. Palestinian residents of Gaza, like this man who asked not to be identified, say daily life has become intolerable.
There is no differentiation between an armed man and an innocent baby walking in the street. The masked men are shooting at everything moving in the street, even cats and dogs.
The fighting has imperiled the unity government between Fatah and Hamas, formed in February after a similar wave of factional violence earlier in the year. Palestinian Information Minister Mustafa Barghouti, speaking before today's truce was announced, said the fighting is a challenge to the future of Palestinian democracy.
They keep making agreements and then they violate it within minutes. We told both sides, since they are in the government, that we should talk to representatives that control their people. When we formed the National Unity Government, it was formed specifically to prevent internal fighting and to open the road of protecting democracy.
In addition to the factional violence, at least five Hamas members were killed today in two Israeli airstrikes in Gaza. Israeli officials said they hit a Hamas operations headquarters in the southern Gaza town of Rafah. That came after Hamas gunmen fired more than two dozen Qassam rockets from Gaza into southern Israel. At least seven Israelis were wounded, two seriously, in the town of Sderot. Sderot began emptying out today as more than 1,000 Israelis fled the town to hotels and safe areas paid for by Russian-Israeli billionaire Arkady Gaidamak. Israeli Prime Minister Ehud Olmert today said the time of restraint has ended and Israel will respond harshly to the rocket attacks. At the same time, Israeli officials say they believe Hamas is trying to divert attention from the internal fighting by dragging Israel into the conflict. Government spokeswoman Miri Eisen says Israel won't let that happen.
We will respond, but we won't be dragged by Hamas, by a terrorist organization. We're not going to do this on their terms and at their time.
Israeli military officials say it's almost impossible to stop the rocket fire without a large-scale ground incursion into Gaza, which would involve many casualties. Linda Gradstein, NPR News, Jerusalem.